Spotlight, Manuel Lafort. Manuel Lafort started having difficulty with his vision in 1993. At the time, he was running a family-owned bakery in Los Angeles, specializing in Mexican desserts. For a man who was used to being on the go, driving places and meeting people, this was a tough pill to swallow. The family moved to Sonoma County, and Manuel's eyesight continued to deteriorate. About a year ago, his doctor said, "I'm sorry to tell you this, but there's nothing more we can do," and he referred Manuel to the Erlbaum Center. Manuel began his first classes at the center, Introduction to Vision Loss with Denise and Technology with Jeff Harrington. He learned to use an iPhone and a milestone device for downloading books and movies and keeping a calendar, agenda, and phone contacts all in one place. That immediately helped with day-to-day activities. Brianna paid Manuel a home visit and taught him how to use a cane to walk to the mailbox and to a nearby bench. That one small lesson gave him back some independence and joy. He no longer had to rely on his wife for the mail and could now sit in the sun and read. To Manuel, that meant freedom. As is so often the case, a family issue arose at an inopportune moment, and Manuel learned he was needed in Mexico. They hadn't yet covered travel tips in class, but no matter. Denise gladly met with him one-on-one for a quick tutorial. She taught Manuel how to handle money so as not to make mistakes, and how to use an ID cane, a very light, thin cane that helps strangers identify someone as sight-challenged. She also showed Manuel how to mark his luggage for easy identification by wrapping it in a plastic bag or attaching a piece of fabric to the handle. The center's flexibility in working with Manuel's life events really impressed him. Though he had to interrupt his studies, he was informed he'd be welcomed back as soon as he was able. When asked what he likes best about Erlbaum, Manuel says he appreciates the fact that it's an organized and well-run place. The staff is very qualified and the teachers make everyone feel comfortable and engaged in learning. There's no boredom here, he notes. There are a few changes Manuel would make if he could. He'd like to see more music classes and would welcome the chance to learn guitar or piano. Until such time as those classes come to the center, he plans to try his hand at drumming. Tap dancing probably won't be added to his repertoire. Manuel would also like to see more social events at the center. People with visual loss, he says, don't always participate like others and need more opportunities to get social. He really enjoyed helping with the barbecue. The summer TGIF picnics, the second Friday of each month, are lots of fun. A pragmatist, Manuel understands that adding classes and socials require funding. Part of the reason he was glad to be interviewed here was to share his passion for the center and to make an impact on others. He firmly believes the center deserves additional government funding so it can grow and assist more people. He'd like local radio stations and businesses to advertise the center pro bono to spread the word to the community about the much-needed services offered by Erlbaum. Up next for Manuel? He'll return to his independent living skills class and will add a computer class. He'd like to learn to use public transportation and be trained for a new career. He wants to be an airplane pilot or a detective, but since that's probably not possible, he'll settle for anything that doesn't have him stuck behind a desk. He's considering becoming a massage therapist. After that, the world is his oyster.